free St. Patty's Day music to get you tuned up there, Brian. We're celebrating the season of the St. Patty's Day here. I mean, the next time you hear our voices next weekend, it'll be come and gone. So we thought we'd touch a little bit on it. Bob, during the break, we talked a little bit about corned beef. That cut of meat, you go in the big box stores and buy it. You can go in your favorite butcher and buy it. It's a cured or brined piece of beef brisket, right? And you've talked about the deckle and the flat on a brisket before. This is the flat, and the reason you can tell that is it's a consistent thickness from left to right, front to back, right?
Right.
Usually, I mean, and they come in a bag of solution, right?
Mm-hmm. They call it corned. So it's kind of brined, but it's not really the same as a brine. It's the corning process, and I don't think it came from New York, so I don't know really how it evolved. But I know I've done recipes years ago to corn venison, which is a great way to use a venison roast that maybe you don't have any use for. And the guy I got the corning recipe from swore by it. I still have not done it. But, it's – I think corned beef is very, very healthy because the flat is a very lean piece. Mm-hmm. And I love brisket anyway. But cabbage, I mean, it's all good. It's just roasted. You've got roasted cabbage and some other root vegetables. But the cabbage in particular is extremely healthy for you.
Right.
And there's like four vegetables I've told you before that – caught my attention years ago, four vegetables that actually have an element that fights cancer, and cabbage is one of them. I believe Brussels sprouts is another.
Broccoli.
Cauliflower and broccoli.
Right.
So if you try and hit those as much as you can, you're probably upping your odds if these scientists know anything.
Right. Last night, got home a little late, I have a charcoal grill. And was going to light it up, and I looked up, and it's like 10 after 7. I was doing some stuff right after
it was raining.
Right. So I decided to use the wok instead. I got an electric wok that I use.
Really?
Yeah. And really enjoy cooking in a wok. I feel like everything, you don't lose anything. Everything stays right in with the meat and the seasonings and the juices. And so got that out, and we took one of those ribeyes, because I bought a few of them because the meat eater's there with us now, and cut them in thin strips across the grain, right, of
is
the steak.
Is that from that loin I picked up for you?
Nope. These
you
were
just bought
some ribeyes, but cut them thick, maybe a quarter inch thick across the grain to make long strips. Well, as you know, a ribeye has rings of fat in there.
Yep.
So I cut all the fat out. Some were short, thin, some were long, whatever, if I got to cut. But I stir-fried those up.
I'm getting really hungry.
I know. I stir-fried those up, took those out, and then we were talking about broccoli just a minute ago, being one of your super veggies that's really good for you. Put the meat in a little bowl because it was done to medium rare like I like it. I put the broccoli and some onion in there and a little bit of teriyaki sauce. Not the heavy, gooey stuff, but just teriyaki liquid. Put it in there. Stirred that stuff up, dropped that beef back in there, let it get warm again for about 3 or 4 minutes, covered it, pour a little more of that teriyaki in there and covered it so it kind of steamed a little bit, and then took the lid off, covered it with shaved almonds, slivered almonds, and stirred that up a little bit and put it on the table. It was pretty, too. I mean,
Did you take a picture of it?
What? I didn't. I was too busy feeding it. But the key is not to cook the broccoli too much. It's still bright green.
Oh yeah.
The onions are white and the almonds there. It was a pretty dish when it was sitting on the plate
What goes up nice with that too is some red pepper.
Right.
So red bell peppers work really well. You can actually even get some small tomatoes and slice them in half and throw them in there.
Right.
And then, of course, green pepper. And I like a stout onion when I do stir fry. I don't use a sweet onion.
Right.
But
maybe like a red onion or a white one?
Yeah, red or just Spanish. But then I also like to diagonally cut some green beans or julienne some green beans. And those are fantastic in a stir fry because, you just want as many veggies in there as you can to give you something for a good push the next day.
You know, we had... We had Dubisky on last week, the butcher fish salesman.
Butcher of Baghdad. Or yeah,
yeah, right. He's a knowledgeable guy. But back to the healthy part of this is fish is a great thing. And I haven't done it yet, but I want to do it this weekend, is explore these steaky fish that he was talking about, the swordfish
mm-hmm.
or the shark or whatever it is, and get a couple pieces of that because it intrigued me. It sounded pretty simple to grill, and I've just never done it, and I'm wondering what it's going to taste like when I get it done. But I think that if I'm focusing on a little bit of healthier
proteins.
Fish is
a fantastic way to go,
right.
Absolutely. And swordfish and tuna are two that are big enough to give you a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Mahi-mahi, like I had the other night, and I was really disappointed in. It's okay. At a restaurant. I won't say where. But I read the description of it, and I thought, wow, that's like crazy. I got to try it. Well, sometimes if it sounds crazy, it really is.
Yeah.
It does not work. And this had a combination of peppers and stuff and hot pepper and, like, I don't know, Southwestern blend. And then it took over with a honey cinnamon glaze and pear. And it's like, yeah, that glaze ruined a beautiful piece of fish.
I see.
So you got to be careful how crazy. It's an experiment. I wouldn't put it on a menu anyway.
Well, you know, a little rule of thumb there is if those flavors don't look like something I'd normally eat, I usually don't cook with them, right? I mean, I don't mind experimenting a little bit.
These were all things I used.
Right.
But honey, such
pear,
a nice
cinnamon
restaurant.
All together, that's kind of goofy. You
well,
know,
you
it
know,
sounds like a jam or something.
It sounds like one of the balsamics at Old World.
Yeah.
Which is really good. That's why I gave it a shot. And I don't know, is it cinnamon pear that they have?
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a shot. And it's like, yeah, sounded good, but didn't work with that Southwestern flavor you took off with your spice profile.
Well, there's another thing is the balsamics are vinegars, and they're very healthy for you. Full of antioxidants, so are the oils that you get there. So get away from the butters, get away from the creams. Go to this Old World Olive Company. We pitch them as often as we can because their stuff is good.
Well, like I've always said, and you have too, it changes the way you cook. When you find all these arsenals, it's just like if you're a soldier and you're only using an M16 and then the sergeant takes you into the armory and says, well, look what we got here, and you find the saw and you find 203s and you find all these other cool things. It changes the way you go to war, right? So when you are out doing battle with that grill,
right,
you need to have an arsenal of weapons and good balsamics, good olive oils. Man,
right,
you want to look good at the end of this thing.
Shelf life on those balsamics is a few years.
Yeah.
So if you're going to invest in a $15 bottle of balsamic, don't worry about it. You're right. And I use the lime on chicken all the time.
Balsamic?
Yes. No. I'm sorry. The olive oil. The lime olive oil.
Meyer lime?
Yeah. And I'll roll that Meyer lemon. I think it's Persian lime.
Yes,
but
you're right.
But anyway, I roll it in that and then put my seasoning profiles on with that lime as the base, and it's just phenomenal flavor, and it's super healthy for you. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about something that maybe isn't quite as healthy for you. Our friend Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tuohy's is going to be here. It is an Irish tradition to have Billy on this show, and we're looking forward to him. So stick with us. We'll be back.